The mighty hand clap to God the Father above the heavens. Ephesians 4 verse 6, think of him. He is one God, the Father of all, who is above all, is in all. He passed through all, and he walks through all.
You
thank and say the Father above all the heavens, the Father in heaven. We give you honor and praise. We thank you for that much love. When you gave your son Jesus save us,
he
drew us unto him in a special way like this. And we thank you, God, the word, the son Jesus Christ. Thank you indeed. You didn't think of your own alone, and you forsook them.
As
the Philippians 2 verse 5 up to 12, that though you were equal to God, but you left all those honorable things, and you came in John 1:14. You closed the flesh, you saw you as the Son, one begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. You suffered, you passed through all, you risked dying for me, and you rose for me. You thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
And
when you lifted back to glory, you went back me to go back to glory. You didn't want to go back to glory by yourself, but for my sake, take me back to glory in heaven. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
And
remain appearing to us as your promise is. In the John 14, verse 21 to 26,
in
Matthew 28 verse 18 up to 20, that you remain appearing to us.
We
hope to teach all your commandments, and you'll be with us to the end. Even today you are with us. Thank you, Jesus. We have a way we see you in the John 15 in the verse 7. If we abide in you and your words abide in us, we have proof you are in us. And when we move by them and do as they say, we prove that the Holy Spirit is with us. Because in the John 6:63, what you say to us, they are spirit and they are life. If we have
your
words in us and we move by them, we prove the Holy Spirit sent before
us.
In the Acts chapter 2 verse 1-5,
still
with us to be the world, this world, whiteness,
and
all the judgments, and it still revealed to us all, and it still reminds us all. There are signs show we are with him. There are many around. And we honor the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
We see
you here are the Spirit of truth.
We
hope to be in the truth of the Holy Scriptures.
You understood
who convicts us righteousness.
We
understood it's you. And when we avoid evil, even though it attacks us, we prove you've given us the power. Zechariah 4:6 says, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God. The more we avoid evil, we know you've empowered us. We
move
to testify the truth. We prove you are around the Holy Spirit. For Acts 1:8 says, when the Spirit will come, we give power. Thank you for southern of angels.
Those
with us in amazing. Oh, Holy Spirit. Thank you indeed. In the Psalms 104:5, you were sent there created.
You have
been renewed in the one sent.
When
we see we are renewed, we prove you are around. When you see we are revived, we prove
you've
been sent unto us. Be sent to us. And not by yourself.
Lord. You can sit down. As we head on to the first part of our service. Our service from the Lord.
The services of God.
The services of the Lord. Yes. He's going to do a work in us. Yes. A marvelous work. A miracle. And a wonder.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now
we have our first and second service. The first and the second part. The first part. What is God speaking of the darkness? Spoken of that to come by eighth. Tomorrow. They say darkness is coming.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The darkness of the 3 days. Yes. What does God speak about it? There are those who say that now what is the heading? The heading speaks of the darkness of the 3 days. Yes. The answer says, what does God speak about it?
Means
the heading has said darkness is of 3 days. What does God speak about it? You know, most people are worried that perhaps it's coming. Whether it's coming or it is not coming, what does God say? Is it not the main thing? Whether it comes or it does not come. What is God saying of all those? He tells us we hide in the caves. We buy and stock food. What should we do? Is it real or all their lies?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You
know we hear.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You
do have what to speak of it? The darkness of 3 days. What does God speak about it?
Mazima?
Is it truth?
Waburimba.
Or lies?
Necho nachichiri.
By whatever it is.
Butwari tu yingiro mwaka biri.
As we are entering the year
2024,
we heard it's the year of secrets. It's the year which meaneth the 24 elders.
abakadde abasitudde ebyama bya katonda
elders carrying the secrets of God
era mwaka gwa byankyukakyuka ebiyitirivu
a year of many changes
enkyukakyuka mu kanisa
changes in the church
enkyukakyuka mu byobufuzi
changes in the politics
enkyukakyuka mu byenfuna
changes in the economic sector
enkyukakyuka
changes
byobulamu
in the health sector
enkyukakyuka
changes
byokusoma
in the education
enkyukakyuka
changes
byenkolagana
in the social sector
enkyukakyuka
changes
games music and sports
in games music and sports
okusingira ddala
mostly
enkyukakyuka mu family mu bufumbo ne family
changes in marriage and family
bintu bingi bigenda kuba obichuka mwaka guno
things are going to be changing this year
Everywhere muulira nti ekizikiza.
But anytime you hear that darkness.
Oba mukirabye?
Whether you've seen it?
Oba tumukirabye?
Or you have not seen it?
Umanya wali wenchuka chuka.
You know that there are changes.
Era neki ekizikiza.
In that darkness.
Ngachibaddewo.
When it happens.
Chiongera contributing ku nchuka chuka.
Wants to contribute of the changes.
Necho nache chiri.
But whatever it is.
Obarumi esule neyo eyo munana.
In Romans chapter 8.
Satu munana.
Verse 38.
Paka satu mwenda.
And to 39.
Tetuina kwa ukana na kuagada kwa katoa.
Should not be separated from the love of God.
Tutina kwa ukana kuagada kwa katoa.
Should not be separated from the love of God.
Ile tujja kwa ukana plani za katoa.
Should not be separated from the plans of God.
Wankubaddo kuagada kwa katoa.
Neither the will of God. No.
Tusigadifte katika tugena
mmasi. Men preparing we are moving forward.
Mwaka gukagwe tulinange gwange lya Uganda.
The only year we have as nation Uganda.
Okwetekeratekero kwitwa kwa Katonda okwesiona.
To prepare for God is worldwide call.
Kusimbula Africa Uganda.
Based in Africa Uganda.
Ukusimbula mbutongole.
Moving officially.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Katicho nache chiri.
Now whatever it is.
Afrika tunde yatubulira dadayo bako bufubulire burunji.
Told us you go back and hear that message very well.
Well from anga satu mu December.
That released at the 1st December.
Mwaka 2 mwezi.
Year 2023.
Nabutubulira kubigendo kubao.
He told us of things to happen.
Mwaka 2 mwenda.
The year 2024.
Chuka chukeze chitaro.
Great changes.
Kati oba chizikiza.
Now where's the darkness?
Oba musana munji.
Oh much sunshine.
Nchuka chuka
changes
kiwali nyo cha amanya na cha antisa chikuba muri
nothing much
temulina chimucho katoya ukana kuagara kwa
only what thing do not be separated from the love of God
ukana plan ya katonda
not be separated from the plan of God
toya ukana na kutesha ku
don't be separated from his counsel
tuisigalenga tukola wiru ye
you remain to his will
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Atusomeko katono mubyandi kuwa bino.
Let's read briefly in the scriptures.
Abalumi esule yomunana na olunyereso tumomunana.
Romans chapter 8 verse 38.
Kubanga ntegeede ddala nga ne wankubadde okufa, ne wankubadde obulamu, ne wankubadde ba malaika, ne wankubadde abafuga, ne wankubadde ebiriwo, ne wankubadde ebigendo okubawo, ne wankubadde amanyi.
For I am persuaded that neither death no life no angels no principalities no powers no things present no things to come
sato mumo enda
39
ne wankubadde obugulumivu ne wankubadde okugenda wansi ne wankubadde kitonde kyonne kirala tebiyinzenga kutwaukanya na kuagala kwa katonda okuli mu Kristo Yesu mukama waffe
no height no depth no in the other creation shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Yes. If has got to be persuaded whether the darkness whether light
I should
not be separated from the will of God.
I should
not be separated from the plan of God.
Sina kwa waka, kwa ukana.
I shouldn't be separated from the love that God's loved me. Whatever it is, you know, when they speak of darkness, of the 3 days, we do not have anything new among us. For we had their 2024, It's the year of changes. And the chance we have as a nation, Uganda, to stand fulfill God's worldwide call based in an Africa, Uganda. Yes. Now, whatever it is, according to this Romans chapter 8, verse 38, that you got to be persuaded that whether death or life, those are not the main things. We want life. We fear death. Now, whatever it is, whether angels, for I hear they say that there are creatures going to move in that darkness. And in some nations, they're not allowed people through the windows. That lest demons scratch them. No preparations of the fallen angels, those called the aliens, nations like America and the rest, them to have many preparations. And they're preparing the world in the way of threatening and causing fear in people. And indeed they will put signs, false signs, and the wonders, some of the darkness you hear. But whatever it is, we have to remain the love of God as we do the will of God, fulfilling the plan of God. Whatever it is, whether death to happen or life, we move forward. Whether angels as they're moving, or principalities, whether powers, all things present, all things to come, there can come things we're not used to. Darkness can fall upon you and the things you're not used to. Made not to lay hold of the whole world, some places. And they can confuse you. And they're going to add darkness of ignorance. Yes. Yeah. And the dawns, you wait for darkness and you don't see it. Yet they lose the demons, bringing darkness of ignorance, the world to get more corrupted. And they move to lose powers of darkness. For they say, where the powers, all things present, all things to come, whether the heights or the depth, any other creation, creation is going to appear. They launch their aliens. Whatever they do, we should not be separated from the love of God. No getting separated from the love of God. You know the coming of the devils. In it are many different things. And they can proclaim darkness. And you think perhaps it's physical. At times it's brought physical. Darkness of lacking spiritual will and powers of darkness. And they have increased. Is what you have to prove in your heart. I should be separated from the love of God. Shouldn't be separated from doing the will of God. I'm to fulfill the plan of God. Whatever it is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The preparation of the devils in the midst there. In all the words spoken, whether it physically happens or it's not there physically, there is something they're up to and they're doing. And it attacks the children of God. It takes children of God from the plan of God. In the love of God. To doing the will of God.
Now,
children of God, what happens in them? Satan is there, create fear in them. But if you are of God, God's one put there the darkness.
You
think, does he not have another plan? Now why fear? You're going to hide in the caves. What if they begin to overflow and break down?
Look at it.
Where are you to hide? Before, how the leaders are not coming out to speak of it?
That
is exactly moving on. It was proven it's international. Leaders, what they have addressed and spoken to us on the COVID, how comes they came out?
Well,
them two are behind that and they are not aware.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the apostle has been asking apostle.
The apostle
is not speaking of the darkness. Darkness? We are on godly changes. Just as I've told you, in
2
Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 7,
down
to
10,
speaks this of different things.
Second
Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 7.
Kubanga ne kakano, ekyama eky'obujeemu w'ekiri kikola. Wabula kyokka, aziyiza kakano, okutuusa lw'alijjibwawo.
For the mystery of lawlessness does already work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he will be taken out of the way. Verse 8.
Awo mujemi oli naryoka bikuka. Mukama waffe Yesu gwalita n'omukko gw'omukama wake. Era gwalizikiriza n'okulabisibwa kw'okujja kwe.
And then shall that wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the breath of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Verse
9.
Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. Yes. The coming of the Antichrist. That spoken to sit come from the mankind. And he called himself God. It's in the working of Satan. Now they say it's in the working of Satan. He does not just work like that. That he just brought him. But he has said, with all power. What Romans has told you all. Romans 8. Verse 38. With the power.
Now
it involves the much power. And signs. And the lying wonders. You know, the men rich and they have wars. The kingdom of Satan is fighting on all sides. Darkness which happened in Egypt 3 days. The devils wanted to rule the sun. When they used the pyramids of Egypt. And God hid the sun from them. Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The devils. Darkness in Egypt took 3 days. These devils, the fallen angels, who work with the evil mankind, They wanted to rule over the sun. And the one who governed and ran it, using the pyramids of Egypt, and they were built, and indeed they are targeting the sun. How can they control it from beneath? And God hid it from them 3 days. As they finished, the fallen angels who worked in Egypt, who know that technology, they had been bound in the bottomless pit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Those who
remained in the mankind
with the
magic of Egypt, they no more could understand it. They had gotten mad. You know, God can cause the wise to fall mad. You know what is happening? Those pyramids, they worked and renovated them, and they built others in America. That's why on the dollar there is that pyramid. They want to resume control of the sun. When China realized it,
it
said these people would build something on the sun and we cannot access light, and they want to rule over us, for the sun is what sent food on the earth. The Chinese made their own sun. You will not rule over us using the sun. The Chinese made their own sun. They are waiting.
America,
America captured the sun in the firmament and they lighten their own sun. Both these people are crafty, but all God is one who killed their plans. In the world there can be any chaos just as it happens, but God tells you what.
Waji,
are we together?
All these
they can handle, even rule over the sun, and God allows it. But you, he tells you to do what?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Kati okujja kwaba Antichrist.
Now the coming of the Antichrist.
Ne Antichrist omukuru.
And the chief Antichrist.
Oyagenda okutuura nga yita Katonda
munsi. To sit calling himself God in the world. From the mankind.
Kuli mukora kwa Satani.
In the working of Satan.
Namanyi manji nyo agakola ebintu.
Much power doing different things.
Nubonero.
And signs.
Kwa kabonero ngako.
They sign like that. Make the sun and display it in the space. No, they made a sun which can give light to only China. Yes. But they don't know troubles of that sun they have made by themselves. For the Son of God does not end to give light only, but even to give food. I don't know whether theirs will be able to give food. For the sun is what sends food in the ground. And if darkness takes many days, the plants have to be affected. And if it happens, then you know.
Food
to come out this year will have ingredients and they are not enough. There are things on this world. But what does God say there? Eat it with thanks.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So the workings of the devils involve much trickeries. And there are signs and lying wonders. In verse 10 he says, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 10,
Basonike ekyokubiri esule yokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 10.
N'okukyamya kwonna okutali kwa butuukirivu eri abo ababula, kubanga tebakkiriza kwagala mazima balyoke balokoke.
And with all deception of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Yes. Verse
11.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 11.
Katonda kyava basindikira okukyamya okukola bakkirize ebyobulimba.
And for this cause God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Have you heard what is? God to give them over to believe in lies. About the refusal of the truth of the word of God. All that come next there, whether darkness come or not. Now the world must have already believed. Already. And they are buying stocking food. They wait tomorrow. Darkness to begin.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Whether it's true or not, people already believed. So, Apostle, you have not yet believed.
Me,
I already believe to do the will of God. It's what I am on now. In season and out of season.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now,
you don't tell me things threatening me. And you think I'm going to run. Whatever it is, I don't move from the will of God and the love of God. Darkness and so what? Every day, has it not got night and it dawns? And if it will be too much, we don't see other people. And it surpassed that which is in hell.
Most,
let's save them from the darkness that is in hell. For that is forever. If they catch the sun, all the electricity has to be off. For the power of the sun is what ends up into the water. Your darkness comes, even those lights will be off. And that's why the electricity goes. Remain with solar. Who will empower the solar system? And if it was indeed real, if they are indeed real,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We have to remain in the love of God. And the plans are, we want to reach
May,
when we've moved from Tagi TV and we are focus of God TV. Far and beyond is the call of Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Whatever it is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now you tell me you are afraid of what? Now, things of darkness, it's not the first to happen today. Even in Egypt, they were there. Yes. It happened in Egypt.
Okuve sura ye 10 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu olumu.
Exodus chapter 10 verse 21.
Mukama n'agamba Musa nti golola omukono gwo eri eggulu, ekizikiza kibeere ku nsi ey'e Misiri, ekizikiza ekiwulikika.
And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which might be felt.
Darkness
which you can feel, it passes you. You feel it. And you feel it scratch you. You can feel it.
Darkness,
if you move by it, you don't feel it.
The
darkness you can feel when there is a night dancer there. Even as a night dancer. Have you ever felt darkness where there is a night dancer in there? And there is a wind blow off your hair on the head? You come for mud and even you unclothe yourself in that darkness. For it can make photos for you I've not seen before.
Sure,
there's one standing there. All the panga, they're going to cut you. It's in the way of horror. Darkness which can be felt. Let's read the next verse. Exodus chapter 10 verse 22.
Musa nagolola omukono gwe eri eggulu. Ekizikiza ekikutte ne kiba mu nsi yonna ey'e Misiri ennaku ssatu.
And Moses stretched forth his hand towards heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. Verse 23.
Tebala bagana. Ne wankubadde omuntu yenna teyagolokoka mu kifo kye ennaku ssatu. Naye abaana ba Isirayiri bonna balina omusana mu nju zaabwe.
They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings.
Have you seen that?
And they remain the love of God.
When
they put that their darkness, whether it's God put it there, he sends us angel of fire. And they display clouds of fire in the night. You think there was darkness to them? I remain in the love of God. Yes.
He
cannot forsake us like that. Impossible.
Speaks
of darkness 3 days. It has ever happened. Still God had a solution on it. And to his children. Children of Israel, what it means? They are the children of Jesus. Find it. Israel is the firstborn son of God. Now you cannot tell me things like
this.
The darkness 3 days. I tremble more from the love of God. And I move from doing the will of God. And I move from the plan of God.
Not,
I remain on the same plan.
Then,
what is it of 3 days? Is it the first? Israelites, their dwellings, did they hold darkness? Faith, believing in God seems to be in us. Are you still believing out there?
Let
see hands of the believers to reaching the ultimate. What's the ultimate point of believing? When they throw you in the fire, and you say whether you save or not deliver us, he is God.
When
on the cross I'm with him there, he is God. Darkness was powerful that no one could see another.
But
if the one they speak of, God last time is the one who put it there. As he had the devils in the Egypt.
Magic.
They used the pyramids of Egypt. And they wanted to control the sun. And they rule the world.
And
if you control the sun, you can rule the whole world. You know why? For the sun rules over the day. And the moon rules over the night. Now when they control, it doesn't rule you. Rulership comes from where? They know food comes from the sun, descends down onto the earth.
A
person, and there is no food on this world. Now, where others will refuse homosexuality, the sun will not give light at your side. You first sign for homosexuality.
And
we shall not sign it. You have to know solution of all things. Lest you worry because of ignorance.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Israelites, the devils made them make bricks for them. Big blocks. As they build pyramids in the underground. And in there they have put all magic of ruling over the sun. God waited when they had begun it. He hid the sun from them. And he made the magicians fall mad. As they wanted to relearn technology, they could no more remember it. Even for the angels who worked with them, they had been bound.
Now,
Satan and their ministers, they can prepare many things. But I request you one thing, do not move from the love of God.
You
do not stop doing the will of God. Always remain on the plan of God. The one great in castle
is
the mighty at work. And did you shame Satan? And you say, I've gotten afraid. Who ever had that and you got afraid? You are bold people. Praise be to the Lord.
Have
the hand clap, there are those more clap, there are many.
There are
those who do not even know of it. It's a story out in the people, passing on to the medias.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But why God say, speaking of it,
there will
not be anything separate us from the love of God. In Exodus chapter 5, the Israelites made bricks, but the devils, they moved on building the pyramids. And they ordered them very well. And they have to control the sun. Let's read we hear. Exodus chapter 5 from verse 7.
Temuanga na teba ntusubi eliyokukoza esubi eliyokukoza matofali ngedda bagende bekunganyize esubi.
You shall no more give the people straw to make brick as before. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. Verse 8.
No muendo gwa matofali gwe bakoledda mugubasalire muleme okukukendezako nakatono kubanga nti kubanga bagayala kibaba bakabanga bogera nti leka tugende tuweyo sadaka eri katonda waffe.
And the number of the bricks which they did make before, you shall lay upon them. You shall not diminish any of them, for they are idle. Therefore they cry, saying, let us go and sacrifice to our God. Yes. They made them make bricks. Not these usual 99 bricks. Big. Bricks. They made bricks you cannot carry it as one person. They were four and above.
And
the mold box you hold it for, each corner one person. One brick. And it breaks them big like this. And they slimmed. And the aliens, I don't speak of alien skin of Uganda. I speak of the fallen angels. And they are in the underground bankers building pyramids to be able to change and overturn things. And God saved us, put their darkness, he hid the sun. As they woke up and the magicians had fallen mad. Those who were running the pyramids. And the fallen angels, those called gods of Egypt, they had been bound and caught. And it's been a long time till the Americans decided to reactivate them and add many others as they work with those men we have spoken of, those brethren of alien skin.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When they build underground, their intentions most of the time, they are intending to turn things upside down. And they say, what pass above, you trap it from beneath.
Yes.
It's their saying.
Hallelujah.
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 As the base in Isaiah
29:15.
Aha. Isaiah 29.
Isaiah chapter 29:15. Isaiah chapter 29:15.
Zibasanza abo abakenye wansi okweka mukama okutesa kwabwe. N'emirimu gyabwe giri mu kizikiza. Nibogera nti ani atulaba era ani atumanyi.
Woe unto them that go to the depth to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, who sees us? And who knows us? Yes.
You
know, they go deep down, build there.
Not
put their own darkness besides that of God. And they cut off the sun. As you wake up, and they have turned things upside down. And pray for yourself, it happens to be like that.
You
wake up, being a woman, you feel you are a man now. Yes. We find you walking like that. Woman. The man will see you move, shaking your bums. And
you are,
what's wrong with this one?
There
are works which can be in the midst of that darkness, and they are of the devils.
The
devils too can make their own darkness.
And
they cut off the sun as they want. God allows it to be like that. Because we heard
that
God gives them over unto that lies. After they build those pyramids, they have their thing which say, what pass above, you trap it from beneath. That the able rule the sun up where it is to burn, destroy us.
Let's
rule it from the ground and the underground.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they are going to turn things upside down. If they If they concentrate much, they can even change the seasons. Yes.
They
change seasons. You have been pregnant. And you have to give birth, yet you thought you remain with 4 months. And it's already matured.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As it,
don't banana plants which were here and they have grown.
But
they are filled of poison. Cut off the sun, many things can get messed up here. You can grow ears may grow tall like those of the cats. You begin to threaten us. Let's repeat that verse, finish where it ends. Though we read only these parts, but at least they have understood. We all have reached in real understanding. Don't go out fear things spoken as they threaten people. And though they are of God, understand that God has an intention in them. We should not move from doing the will of God. Isaiah chapter
29, verse 15.
Woe unto them that go to the depth to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, who sees us and who knows us? Verse
16. Ekintu ekyakolebwa n'okwogera nekyogerako yakikola nti teyankola oba ekintu ekibumbibwa.
Surely you are turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the thing made say of him that made it, he made me not? Or shall the thing formed say of him that formed it, he had no understanding? Yes.
Umanyiso batandika okwagala ebyokufuga enjuba.
They begin to one rule over the sun.
Nebefuula abagezinga befurukutira mu underground.
Claim to be wise as they work from the underground.
Nebazimba pyramid.
And they build the pyramids.
Babalabala enjuba tugikoze tutya.
And they calculate what we do to the sun.
Era ogenda onoonyereze ku pyramids
ezo. Go research of the pyramids of Egypt.
Bazimba nga babalira ddala enjuba bulungi.
Built them targeting the sun very well. And they say, if we rule over the sun, we can rule over all the people. Even the moon, already we are ruling over it. For the moon has not its light per se, but it's beneath the sun. And when the sun rays strike it, then you get the light of the moon. For within the sun there is no the moon, there is no light there. Not other just reflects light right from the sun. They say if we lay hold of the sun and we begin to cover it, we put darkness on the earth. We hinder
its
rays to reach the earth. Already ruled over the earth. Because they know when God created that sun, created it with an intention, give light, rule over the day. To count for us time and seasons. And there they're going to mess up times of this world. Let me tell you,
but
God cannot allow that for a long time. Though I know he can allow it for a short time. When indeed checks whether we believe him with all our hearts. If they are left of the sun, the Lucifers, and they connive with the evil mankind. But God is good. All the time he's come hindering them.
Hinder
them in the Genesis 11. As they built the tower, move up in the sky. He confused their tongues. Me, what I know is one. I have remained in the love of God. I may do the will of God. Whatever it is. What about you? You speak with your neighbor and we say. Tell them what about you. Let them tell you. You know in Genesis 1 verse 16. Up to 17 he says this. Concerning the sun. Genesis chapter 1 verse 16.
Katonda nakola ebyaka bibiri ebinene. Ekyaka ekisinga obunene okufuga ng'emisana. N'ekyaka ekitono okufuga ng'ekiro era n'emmunyeenye.
And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Have you heard very well? One rules the day. Now they feel a rulership. They have taken it. You know, though we have authority, but when God gave us what to rule over of the world, the sun was not included for its above us, and it's more powerful than man. Yes.
When
put it, we create man rule over things of this world, not of the sky in the firmament. And the sun is more powerful than a human being on this world. Now he wants
man
what authority of the sun, it's me control it. You know why? First, they are going to change time and season of things. When you go back to verse 14, he says this. Genesis chapter 1, verse 14.
Wabewe Byawulenge misana nechiro. Bibenga ngobubonero, nebiro, nenaku, nemiaka.
And God said, Let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Yes. They can begin to change the days. That
new
as Monday. Darkness catch for 3 days. We end into the Thursday.
Just in Monday.
Tomorrow is Monday. If it never dawns, we just move on in darkness.
No,
we can reach in Monday, which is not usual. You two ask if it happened 3 days. We end in which day? If it begin tomorrow,
and
Tuesday it's darkness, Wednesday and Thursday. Friday is then Tuesday.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's
what I try to tell you. Why the fight is there between the devils and God? When the devils work with the evil mankind, wanting rule over the sun. They know the sun counts the time and seasons.
okuva ku lunaku,
right from the day,
n'emyaka
and years.
But
you see the disturbance which has come there? Now it's so bad that the devils are ones who have done it. And they have not been able to free things move on the world. But if God does it,
a freezing time, it
freezes time of things. But remember, there is a time God speaks of in Daniel, chapter 7 verse 23 and 24. The devil is the point, the one who changed the times and seasons. They had to do it, that plan, and no matter when it will happen, if it's not by 8th, yes, tomorrow, one day it will happen on this world. They have to capture the sun at least. Attempt. For they cannot change times and seasons when they have not laid hold of it. But the prophecy given in Daniel chapter 7, 24 and 25, it says like this.
Daniel chapter 7,
verse
24. Namaye mbage kumi, mwaka bakobo, muliva bakabaka kumi, abaligorokoka. Nomulala, alibadilira, aligorokoka. Netalifanana anga aboluberebirie. Naye alijawo bakabaka basatu.
And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are the 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings.
Verse 25. Era biriweebwayo mu mukono gwe okutuusa ekiseera n'ebiseera n'ekitundu ky'ekiseera lwe biriggwaawo.
And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and he shall wear out the holy ones of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hands until a time and times and the dividing of time.
When they
speak of the 10 horns on the beasts, I cannot go into them today. But the messages are there.
Stop. Focus of God up.
The focus of God up.
Speak of all
the beasts reading the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But they say those 10 kings, one will take away 3. And he stands. That's one we know coming as the Antichrist. The chief Antichrist. And he sits as God. Trouble the holy ones as the situation is. The coming of him is in the working of the other Satan. With all much power in signs and the miracles. That's why they say we think to change the times and laws. Change the times. He can connect with the sun. He
has
to use the sun controlling it. They begin to put a cover in the sky of the planet. And you do not access and receive light. And you are in darkness for 3 days. And the dawns after 3 days. Now we reach in which day? It is Tuesday. Because many are not aware. If it begins on Monday,
past
3 days we end into this Tuesday. But remember,
he
said it involves changing the laws. You may find yourself, and the laws of plants have changed. Even all creations which grow. Yeah. Growing for a year, it's already grown up.
The
cycle has changed. It does not get ingredients. Have you ever uprooted a plant? It's somewhere. It does not
access
light. It grows quickly. It doesn't see bends. It can affect the creations which are in the wombs.
Yeah.
I'm not threatening you. I've told you remain in the love of God. The children of Israel, to their dwellings there was light. Whether it happened tomorrow, whether the other time, for it has to happen.
For
they say to be given the power to do it. One day they will do it. If it never happened tomorrow.
Means
those satanic schemes, not they are there. Wanting to change times and seasons. And the way of doing it, they have to handle the sun. Help them change laws by which the creations move, upon which they grow, upon which they live. Ingredients from the sun, to make food, they are going to cut them off. God is one who can do it in rightfulness.
If
it's one who cut off the sun, he can freeze time of plants and all the other creations.
Yet,
the devils and the evil mankind, they will not be able to freeze plants.
It means
they remain growing, but they are just growing aimlessly. You know the chaos which happened in the world then? Now those who have ingredients which go back into the top, you go, the bum is big like that. You see ingredients and they go much into the hips, and the hips are like big like that.
You can,
John and the chest has protruded like big. Some of us who eat food which concentrates on the chest. Those seasons can indeed cause
mess.
If the devils touch and then they are not perfect, because they have never been perfect in what they do, except God who created them is so they are good.
He
alone is perfect over them. Yes. In this way, I've not told you. Darkness is to be there tomorrow. But I've told you, if it there happens to be, who wants me to tell you that tomorrow there is be darkness? You want me to tell you? Leave me. Me, I know you. You can run into the case. Though we've read all these.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You
be ready when it happens tomorrow, the other day, you be ready.
Can
ask why I've told this to you today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So in all, that
Satan,
the devils agreed on that. God said, I will leave it to them. I check those who believe truth.
And
those who believe lies. Time, remember, if the sun is cut off for those days, in Deuteronomy, he said, the sun sends food on this earth.
Matoke,
banana,
monde,
potato,
muogo,
cassava,
monde,
sweet potato, Irish potatoes.
emboga,
cabbage, all kind of sauce,
ingredients in
the cows, the fish, the plants. They come from the sun.
If it's
cut of 3 days, you think what is there?
And if it's
not God who's done it, who is perfect? One who can freeze them the days of darkness. And they wait for the other day to come, it
moves
them to grow and draw ingredients. You can get foods that are poisonous. It's not mixed up well. But we thank God. Updates us and it updates us well. That's why I love him so much.
You
know, he keeps updating us
very well.
He explains to us well.
It happens
like this, I'm not done
it. If
he has done it, then do like this. For still, those
things
shown in Daniel 7, 24 and 25, it never happens when God has not allowed it.
For
nothing happens under the sun when God's not allowed it. But you, His children,
He
wants to tell you what you will do. For He never does anything when He's not one of His prophets, to one in the world.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the way that
so, do not worry of that darkness.
But
you worry if you move out of the love of God. Because the evil, though they worry of the darkness,
they
have a darkness more than that, the one of hell. It's like broken bottles which can cut. Even the wicked, they are worrying in vain of that darkness. Till they have a great total darkness, they will meet all their days. That's within hell, in the bottomless pit. If God cuts off the sun and the sky, He opens hell a little, the bottomless pit. Cut off the entire sun. God is one doing it perfectly.
Let's
read Deuteronomy, we see what happens. Why they say in Daniel 7, 24 and 25, change the times and the laws. If you touch, lay hold of the sun, the laws upon which things grow, the ingredients we are to get, find they have not worked well. Devils do it in that wrong way. Let us hear. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 14. And with the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, and with the precious things put forth by the moon. Yes. In the day, the sun brings forth its food and the fruits, passing through the sun rays. And when reach the night,
reflects
them passing through the moon. Even at the night, there are fruits and the plants descending. Total darkness.
It's
the cut of the sun and the moon, we cannot access those. This is not eclipse. Eclipse happens when the sun is bypassing the moon. But cutting of the sun, it's another. If you did it while on this world, you have to display a cover on the transparent part of the planet Earth. It does not allow sun rays enter into the planet Earth.
If you base
the underground where they have built pyramids,
technology.
They have to use technology involving magic. And they lay a cover of darkness on the transparent part of the planet Earth. Because the top part of the planet Earth appears like a mirror. The sun based in the firmament sends its rays. They enter within the planet Earth. One of the problems you can find if the sun rays do not enter into planet Earth. The four winds moving in the sky of the world in the firmament of the Earth. It's not filtered. It's not filtered.
It's
moisture with much rubbish, combination of rubbish. Now the sun is one which has been filtering. The wind comes beneath with breathers. The rubbish. Out of the make clouds, they appear in the space of the earth to cause rainfall not in many days. There are many works in the midst there. If they cut off the sun, breathing, you'll not be breathing well. You will suffocate. One doing that and is gone. Measured oxygen sustain you in 3 days. In the time of darkness. If it is Satan. Then we have to get angels on the Holy Ones with bottles of oxygen. We don't see them.
But
God is good, he will keep us all the time. In Sodom, though there will be 5 righteous people, there will be 10 like me and you. We shall be able to stand. But that time to those who do not believe God, it will be very hard. If the devils work with the mankind to cut off the sun. You see, we breathe free oxygen.
But
when it moves, the winds. It's not oxygen. These winds, they end up in the sky, firmament of the earth. The rays from the sun filter the wind to come back. Out of that rubbish, they make clouds carry water of rainfall. There are a works up in the sky I saw in the heavenly journey. And then you breathe the free oxygen. Oh man. But if the sun was not giving light, you'd be breathing winds with all a combination of rubbish in them. Those are works God speaks of in the Ecclesiastes 8. That there are works God does under the sun. That so man refuse sleeping day and night.
They
cannot see them, yet God does them. Scientists sit to gaze their things they will not find out. Them to find what they have done, it is harmed and affected them so much. And then they regret conniving with Satan. For they are not perfect in that issue.
Put
darkness on the earth and it's artificial.
Man-made.
It's so dangerous.
Let's
just say we came to study science here. You know that some who do not know focus of God, what it means in the full. The fullness of the word focus of God. It means full of
centuries.
Universal science and technology. Universal science and technology of God.
Technology,
technology, how there's no care there.
SES stands for science and technology.
S stands for science and technology.
Now focus of God.
Now when you hear focus of God,
F is full.
F means full.
O of C centuries.
O of C centuries.
U.
U.
Universal.
Universal.
Universe.
It comes from universe. It's a faster sky move ahead. Technology is a faster the sky to above all the heavens.
Then is.
Then
is.
Science.
And technology
of God.
Of God, focus of God.
Of God is focus of God. Surpassing the sky to the first second. Above the heavens before creation.
The heavens
to the everlasting.
Hallelujah.
On the planet where the science of young children. Putting darkness up there. I'm not having pride. I've told you that is of truth. I've told you the way they can make that darkness. If God's one who made it, he makes it perfectly. If the devils connive with the scientists and they make it, it's not perfect. It's going to harm and affect many people. Scientists themselves will find themselves being affected. You know, they have sat with the harlot Jezebel to make things like those. Remember, we cannot see all works God does under the sun. And Ecclesiastes told them, though you refuse to sleep day and night, there are a great works of God you cannot comprehend.
If
they put there the artificial darkness, indeed food themselves will not eat. Though they say they've made their own, it will reach and finish. For materials they have used to make that, they have stored. It will reach and it's no more.
Oxygen,
I've told you it's filtered up in the sky. There are winds from the four corners of the earth. And they go be filtered in the sky. When the sun strikes rays in them, filter themselves out, come oxygen to come on the earth. Oxygen are a little drops of water. I think I stopped
science.
Oxygen is a little water moving. We call it oxygen winds.
Hallelujah.
Now the clouds, you've always asked where they come from.
Much
rubbish moved by the winds from the four corners of the earth. But when they cut off the sun, you're going to breathe winds with rubbish and you will faint.
amawugwe
the lungs
gabaga gena kuyingira mu empewe elimu obukutuba bwobuka uka
went with that will enter and
there's
rubbish, different rubbish in it will enter.
And
human lungs have to immediately crash. Even scientists think they, they have some level of foolishness with themselves. Special foolishness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's read Ecclesiastes.
Omubulizi esule yomunana nolunyiriri olwekumi nomukaga.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 16.
Bwenasa yo mutima gwange okumanya amagezi nokulaba emirimu egikolebwa ku nsi kubanga waliweera atafuna tulo mu maaso g'emisana n'ekiro.
When I applied my heart to know wisdom and to see the business that is done upon the earth, for also there is one who neither day nor night sees sleep with his eyes. Verse
17. Kubanga omuntu ne bwategana atya okugukebera, yakyaligulaba, weewaawo.
Then I beheld all the work of God, that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. Because though a man labors to see it out, yet he shall not find it. Yea, moreover, though a wise man thinks to know it, yet shall he not be able to find it. Yes. No matter what the wise do,
or
life with the devils, the fallen angels, those called the aliens, there are works God does here.
He tried
not to sleep day and night under technology, and they fail. Even the Chinese who made their own sun, they
made it
just to give light. That's the only work it does for them. But will it be able to give them food?
For
concerning times and seasons would have been there.
Of
days, months, and the years. Those we can freeze them be in darkness. And it never dawns. But eating, what will you do? You look at these mad people.
Huh.
The sun is what to send food to you. The sun is what filters the oxygen you breathe. Now people have madness. But Ecclesiastes told them, God created man upright. Man devised many things
to
destroy him. A man connives the devils. The devils are there to kill, to steal and destroy.
And
then when all that is not there, they will survive. Humans who can unclothe bodies, another lion themselves. For the situation of the turtle darkness. 3 days and above. The hand of the devils and the evil mankind.
It
can harm life many times. But because the wicked are blinded the eyes of their minds, and they do things going to harm them. But let's believe God is there. He's one who is telling us even all this. Many speak of that darkness, but it's like a story threatening people. Others think to be wise as they speak of it.
But they speak
things of darkness, much ignorance. And others speak to governments of some nations,
that is Africa,
mostly Africa. They
are
not prepared people for those darkness.
And
they make underground bankers for them. And how will you be there? And wait, you were in COVID. Oxygen became very expensive. The one which is just at manufactured and gathered is not easy at all. You do not have ability enough. I speak, you appear as the wise of the world, as you reject the word of God.
We
asked what wisdom is in you. Now those are like that. But Ecclesiastes said, these people devise many things which have destroyed them.
But
them are not by themselves, they have others disturbing them. The devils, the fallen angels, those called the aliens. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse
29.
Lo, this only have I found, that God has made man upright, but they have sought out many devices. He created us upright. And we had a helper, Lucifer, who mind things of men. And he helped us so much. We devised things which are disturbing us. You see the technology we have in the world? It's so dangerous. So it has a little benefit.
But
so dangerous. It's broken all our bodies. Because it's not perfect. We manufacture cars. We drive them as the release films. And in Africa,
you
know, they made it the dumping ground. You know, the whites manufacture products, put expiry dates on them. And the African gets them, attaches on another expiry date. And in the Western, they are expired. They are not allowed to be there. And in Africa, it's brand new. Brand new car, right in the bond. They blow and they paint it color well. Africa is a dumping ground of the whites.
Yet,
most materials they use to manufacture their products, they get them from here. And they bring rubbish of the good products they get from here. But some, they are very bad.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They need salvation of God to understand truth. But I told you, issues of darkness, whether it happened tomorrow or the other day,
it happened
for God, they have much harm. God alone can do it while perfect.
If
devils connive with the evil mankind, And they make those things as the artificial darkness. Humans are going to be very affected much. And they have to believe, commit themselves to God.
Him
alone can help them of those evils. In Isaiah chapter 47,
Isaiah chapter 47 verse 12.
Stand now with your enchantments and with the multitudes of your sorceries, in which you have labored from your youth. Perhaps you shall be able to profit. Perhaps you may prevail. He told them to stand perhaps. The enchantments and the sorcery they want to use. Magic of Egypt. Darkness that they can change the seasons. And the laws of things. That they rule over the world. He said, let them do it, and they see themselves, it will affect them. And they wonder that children of God, they have been protected very well. That's what I know. God created heaven and earth. The great in counsel, and mighty at work.
What
I know, God didn't create heaven and earth. They will not leave. They will perish in hell and the lake of fire. That's why I don't struggle. Nothing can pull me. I keep watch over myself. And the gospel given me. And I can save myself. Even those who hear me. I don't
save
those who don't hear me. The problem and the command given me. Hearken to me in things I preached in the gospel. I send farewell to you quickly.
Bye bye.
You just go. You go elsewhere. I have not your salvation. I watch over myself. I have to be saved whether I want it or not.
And the
gospel given me, it should not cease to be. For me to it convince and save me. And I save those who hear it when I preach it. They can hear me. Do not hear me, they are no more here.
What
have you seen it? You too ask yourself, a child will not hear you. How can you save them from evils? You birth the child, they cannot listen. The world is wicked. You tell them, go there. Me, I have to give up on you quickly. Lest they ask me the account of you.
I go near,
and as I say, Lord, this is your creation. Or your child is disobedient child. I cannot be able to them. Let me send them in the world. Perhaps you get other pastors. They will hear them to save them there. Next day, I put an inscription. I put a quote there. Of the judges of the church. And they judge you. Others judge themselves. Me, I have not given an account of you. Me, I'm not a merchant of the world. I am a business person of heaven. And I have to purchase taking in heaven. But some of you, your spirits, you don't want us to buy them, take them back to heaven. You are like rascals. You want the cocaine and the money at the same time. Even the head of the one selling the cocaine, you want all of them. Mafias. They want their bad behaviors. They want you two to be destroyed, you preaching. They are mafias, rascals. Have you seen those mafias in their films? They have come with money to buy cocaine. He wants the cocaine and the head of the one selling the cocaine. He wants all.
Escobar.
Yes.
What about Pablo?
Is that one? Pablo Escobar. Mexico.
Colombia.
Colombia.
You want the head of apostle,
you claim it off.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, if you chizikiza.
So, things of darkness. Spoken that it's coming, whatever it is. What is God saying?
It's
no more from the love of God. God says, scientists, you can try with that your sorcery and enchantments. The angels have connived with. Try, do it, see whether you can rule the sun for many days.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's read, we hear.
Isaiah chapter 47,
verse 14.
Abatesa nawe, abayinga obungi bakukoyezza. Abalaguza ebire, abalengera munyenye. Abalange byemyezi bayimirire nno bakulokole mwebyo ebiri kujjako.
You are wearied in the multitude of your counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, and the monthly procrastinators stand up and save you from these things that shall come upon you. Yes. You know they have connived with the astrologers. The stargazers.
Those send the rockets
in the sky. Yes.
Mastery
progress skaters.
They
have been in that science searching things. We can rule the world like this. Connect with fallen angels in the sky. Those called the aliens. They want to come in the midst of darkness and the world is unaware. The world has changed some offices, there are aliens there. As darkness is going back in your office.
Alien skin
is in the office leading. I speak of the aliens. The fallen angels. This is open in some nations. Even the one they sent to launch them here. You know him.
People say aliens.
They sent their messenger right here. You think it's just a nice name?
Okay,
it's so fine. But those are things of Illuminati moving on.
If God done it perfect,
if he cuts off the sun.
For
we go in Revelation 9, he opens the bottomless pits, which
says
darkness in the sky, cut off the sun never to give it light.
It
differs from the scientists who will make an artificial blanket.
Transparent part, yes.
Cover darkness on the transparent parent part of the planet Earth. The sun remained give light in the sky, but has nowhere it pass rays into the earth. That's the little science right there. But God can increase the sun and it burns. That's the blanket and cover they want to put there. The truth, it does not get night. Still right now elsewhere it is day. But the planet Earth changes its transparent part to look to the sun.
Yeah.
If planet Earth is not looking the transparent part to the sun, we cannot access the sun rays. But it's not night in the whole world by now. No. Go forth, enlarge them. Someone is thinking even America it is night by now. There are those who have just woken up by now. It's morning. I want your thoughts to move beyond there. And you think as a child of God. Are we together?
Okay,
let's finish with the scriptures. Revelation 9. Revelation chapter 9, verse 1.
Malaika wokutano nafuwe kondele. Nenda bimunye nyenge vamuguru ngegwa kunsi. Na wabwa chumuruzo chobunye utakoma.
And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth. Unto him was given the key of the bottomless pit. Verse 2.
Nasumurulo bunye utakoma. Nomuka neguvambu nya negulinya ngomuko gwenko myenene nenjuba nti nenjuba nenjuba nebanga nebizikizibwa olwomuko gwo mubunya.
And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. Yes. If God does it very well, does not to put an artificial cover of darkness to cover the earth. But these sorcerers use
black magic.
Dark black magic. Yes.
Black magic,
black or dark magic. Cover the planet Earth. God does it perfect, opens the bottomless pit.
That
found in the kingdom of the stars, the sun, the moon. And
it
cuts them off from the sky. Then
it's
measured oxygen is still enough for us for some days. That's what he did in Egypt. He opened the bottomless pit. He put upon them darkness, which can be felt. From the bottomless pit is what has lasers which cuts.
Now,
in all we should not fear.
Whether
is one doing it, God would have allowed it to happen. But do not move from the love of God. And never stop doing the will of God. Remain in the plan of God. Believe God until you unclothe the body. Don't mind of where how you unclothe it.
As
long as you unclothe it when you believe God.
Or
you will check up, denying him, still will check out of that body.
See,
those who denied him were never unclothed. Still unclothed the body. What makes you fear is that you will not believe. You're thinking of dying. Though you want to remain in faith, you get from that body. When I knew that, I
said
you have to believe to the end.
Amen.
omanyi olwaleero ne bwotunuzaamu
emmuwegaane
yesu ne mokkuta
I don't kill you
kasita gwata bajjajjaabo kakati
if it's you kill your forefathers
ekyoloki olwoleki
and then what
For
still I want to know, no matter when, that now what have you done?
You,
is it for me? If God allows it, I quickly go. But no matter when, I have to check from this earth.
Don't be that you're going
to overcome what you call death. Because I'm going to unclothe, let me deny God. The situation is killing me. Though you deny him, you will unclothe. Me, poverty is too much. Whether you get rich or you remain poor, you will move out of that body and you will not go with anything. Let anything move you from the believing of God. Neither move from the love of God. Neither move from doing the will of God. Whatever it is, what is God saying? What he say is what we do. In Matthew 27, the darkness which happened. Matthew 27:45. It can happen for this which happened, it's God who put it in place. Yes.
He
opened the bottomless pit. This took 3 hours. Jesus going to the bottomless pit. And when he came from there, after these 3 hours, you think they ended in which hour? It started at midday.
Now,
those who never understood there, in the night it was which hour and time? We counted it by night or day. You know, that's when time changed. Time moved from counting and clockwise to clockwise. Yes. In BC they counted and clockwise, big to small.
But now
your watch will be moving and clockwise back like this. It would have moved up and clockwise. But now it moves clockwise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And from then,
so
Sabbath, is it Sunday? Or it's Saturday?
For
in BC it was Saturday. And it is Sunday. It was the 7th in BC. For God rested on the 6th day. And the 7th day. Yes. Yes.
It means in
BC 7th day was the Saturday. Now the drama which happened, when Jesus came and darkness happened. After that 3 hours in darkness. It dawned. It changed to clockwise.
Now
the Advent is Saturday.
Now,
come, we count this as the 7th, one upon which he rested. And the fights come to be. Let's finish. Matthew 27:45. Now, from the 6th hour, there was darkness over the land unto the 9th hour. 46.
Obudde bwe bwatuuka ng'essaawa ey'omwenda, Yesu n'ayogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ddene ng'agamba nti, Eri, Eri, Lama sabakutani. Amakuru gachonti, katonda wange, katonda wange. Chiche chikunde seza.
And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why have you forsaken me? But you think he had forsook him? There was darkness, he was there. But the mission which was, Lord Jesus had to fulfill it. 1 Peter 3:18-21 had to go in the bottomless pit. That darkness, though it was there, Jesus had to go. God redeemed spirits in the prison. The prison of God, hell, known as the bottomless pit. So if God put darkness there, it's perfect. Everything is calculated it well. Out of it cometh good fruits. When it's made by the scientists, conniving with the devils, in it is much harm. But God is one saves us. May God bless you. Don't worry of things of darkness. But worry how you can please God. Yes. Time is cut you off. I was going to take you to the part two of our service. Your father in the gospel. Your father in the gospel is better than 1,000 instructors. You need to know that heading. Your father in the gospel is called your father in the gospel. We quote the father in the gospel is better than 1,000 instructors. Why is that so important? Your father in the gospel still is your father in the Christ Jesus. The gospel he preached to you
is
what introduced you to Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus gives you power to be a child of God. And the power he gives you is the Spirit of God. Upon which they put your seal, proving you be a child of God. Father, in the gospel gives you the wrong gospel. Indeed, canceled your journey becoming a child of God. That's why it's so important. And if your father in the gospel
has been
marking the gospel of the kingdom of God, righteousness, in the kingdom of heavens, the false instructors, they can deceive you in all ways. Even the rightful, you cannot know them. Have you understood why they try to tell you? Your father in the gospel is key up on your life to be a child of God. And if
they
preach you a gospel which is not right, which never introduce you to Christ, for you know, all who believe Jesus, he gave them power to be children of God. But your father in the gospel is your father in Christ. He begats you through Jesus. Jesus gives you power to be a child of God. That power is the Holy Spirit.
For
those led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. If your father in the gospel appears to be false, I prove they introduce the false Christ. And the false Christ introduce you to God who didn't create heavens and earth. And heaven, you've already missed it.
It's
so important.
And
you need to know it next Sunday. You come prepared for it. For it's a special journey.
See,
when you get, though you get preachers along the way, preaching, those who instruct you,
if
foundation the gospel the Father planted is wrong,
it
will be hard you realize the proper instructors along the way. And
say,
journey which is troubled children of God, or troubled the born again. Many of them have never become children of God. Even heavens does not know them. Jesus one day said, the father in the gospel was Abraham. It's their father in faith. But they told God, though Abraham does not know us, but you are our father. Abraham was very key to introducing them. But if he does not know them, indeed you know not towards your father. Not your father in the gospel.
It's
hard to prove that you are known before God. It is so hard.
We
put him in place to lead you how you will move out, then how you will come in, how you will enter, how you will turn and enter.
So
discern between good and evil. And leads you by the other Holy Spirit, prove you are a child of God. You need to know him and what he should do in your life. Though you sit in how many preachers, father in the gospel didn't plant you in the good foundation. All preachers will be wasting their time if you have to change your father in the gospel. If you say, I'll not work for you, you quickly get your things. I may not introduce you well. The way is when I can introduce you when I've given you the right gospel. May God bless you. You wait next Sunday. We shall study that heading. You understand the importance of it. Our fathers in the gospel at times they move the sea and the dry land. After bringing, they make us children of hell two times. They stand to the door of heaven and themselves not enter. At times they don't allow those to come enter. It's a great fight. So you know who is your father in the gospel. For your father in the gospel is your father in Christ. Produce you to Christ.
Christ
give power, be a child of God. That power, it's the Holy Spirit.
You
attach a seal that the Lord knows he is, and you have the seal.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We shall enjoy that day.
Come with
the book, pen, and the Bible. And you move to understand that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Department is on.
All departments. You have a quick meeting. For the songs we're going to begin work on right from tomorrow. Yes. Is there darkness? You have to remain on the will of God. Darkness will come, capture songs, our electricity will be on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tomorrow
those
two
the second hour there are songs to be started on and they need many people.
So
if you can be around, be here and to look and clothed good and nice. God bless you. Thank you for coming.